Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we actually have a very powerful young lady. How you say some people call, or some people would say, a force in readiness. Well, this young lady is clearly a force in action. And what do I mean by a force in action? What I mean is we are going to be talking today with a young lady that has not only battled cancer and is ahead of it, you know, is actually doing quite well, but we're also going to be talking with a young lady who has basically taken the bull by the horns in many areas in her life, in her business, in her family, you know, dealing with her daughter, dealing with her businesses, dealing with her philanthropic activities. Clearly someone that is very serious about, one, making the best out of life, also in helping and empowering others, and of course also empowering women, and also somebody that's being a role model, not only to each and every one of us, but to hundreds and thousands of other of young people around the country and actually around the world with her activities and her ability to, as I would say, take charge of the situation because she is clearly taking charge of her own life. A young lady that has had the honor and privilege to also be on Oprah Winfrey's stage and a number of other highly sought-after media moguls and things like that. She is the president and CEO of Tiger Lily Foundation. Tiger Lily Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit breast cancer foundation that is dedicated to educating, advocating for, and empowering, and providing hands-on support for young women that are affected with breast cancer, because this young lady has already fought that fight herself. She is also the author of a book called Awakening My Life Purpose Through Breast Cancer. So it's a story basically about her life. She is the president of Capable Words. Capable Words is a proposal consulting firm that provides proposal support for small, medium, and large-sized businesses. And she is also the publisher of a magazine called Bliss Magazine. Bliss Magazine is actually a quarterly digital publication that is a source for women and men. So again, when we talk about somebody that's truly taking life by the horns, we are clearly talking about this young lady that's going to be coming on today and blessing us with her insight, some of her experience, some of the great experiences that she's had, and actually tools for success, because anybody that has had this much success in their life and has actually fought with one of the major, major problems or plagues to our world today, which is cancer, and is not only alive and kicking, but alive, kicking, and thriving, that is definitely going to be a interview amongst all interviews, because each and every one of us is always looking for that positive. Each and every one of us is looking for that experience where we can actually talk to someone that's actually already been through it, somebody that's already lived the fight, and not only has lived the fight, but is still fighting and fighting strong. So again, this will truly be a memorable interview. I mean, I don't know how she does it, to have all of these fires going on and to actually be running them in an organized and professional manner and staying on top of things is definitely a mission in itself. And to also have a daughter to be taken care of and along with the businesses, I mean, that is just truly huge. So here's an interesting question I'd like to ask everybody. I want you to think of what I just told you about this young lady, and I want you to look back and think to yourself, how can you say, or how can any of us, including me, say that we've got a lot on our plate when you look at somebody with a resume that looks like this? Again, president of Capable Words, publisher for Bliss Magazine, president and CEO of Tiger Lily Foundation, author of a book that she put out about 2 years ago, actually 2 years and 8 months ago. And Tiger Lily, ladies and gentlemen, is a company that's actually the nonprofit, has been in existence for a little over 8 years now and is still going strong. Also, again, starting her own proposal and consulting firm. I mean, these things are just amazing. And just to talk a little bit about that piece, Capable Words is led by a seasoned proposal manager with more than 14 years of experience helping small businesses, mid to large size businesses win government contracts, successfully supported a variety of government agencies, proposal support services that include proposal management, writing, and the ability to provide support staff to augment proposal needs. I mean, the young lady is just a one-stop shop for professionalism and her ability to move forward and to help others, because these are truly some very potent things to be dealing with. I mean, proposal writing, I was a government contractor myself, and proposal writing is definitely an art. Without question, proposal writing is definitely an art, and it takes a special kind of person to work with some of the individual companies, especially here in the Washington, D.C. area, where everybody is competing for the next federal government contract. Of course, there's also state and local contracts in this area, but in the Washington, D.C. metro area, which is Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland, one of the number one providers or employers in this area actually is the government, be it through contracts, which is what most of the people are. You know, there are a lot of government employees, but the majority of people that work in the D.C. area are actually contractors working on various government contracts, be it DOT, be it defense, you know, as in the federal military, be it working for the airlines, different things in that area where, you know, the government may not have all of the specialty as far as knowledge, but because we're in the Washington, D.C. area and it's such a melting pot of different individuals and different companies, you know, if you're going to find the skill, you will definitely find it in the Washington, D.C. metro area. So as I was saying before, the young lady is not only on top of her game, she's also actually a very sharp businesswoman in the sense that she sees opportunity and takes advantage of it, which is something that a lot of us drop the ball on today. A lot of us have, I guess you can say, a myopic view in how we not only look at life, but in some cases how we look at business. But this young lady is not only doing it up, she's also employing other people in this area. So truly, you know, when most of us have given up hope, or when most of us are just looking at the smaller pieces of the pie, so to speak, you have somebody that, again, as I was saying before, has not only combated cancer and come out the victor or come out ahead, but a mother taking care of her child, and a woman that is definitely looking at multiple and dealing with and handling multiple businesses, a true professional and a true person that each and every one of us wants to aspire to be like, aspire to reach those levels of success, and also figure out what's going on. I mean, there's just so many moving parts in this young lady's life, and the fact that she can keep them all straight, I have to tell you, my hat is off to her. You know, again, true kudos to her for doing all of the different things that she's done and actually being successful. You know, a lot of us start into things. A lot of us, you know, say that we're going to do certain things and get into certain things, but very few of us hold it to its fruition. Very few of us take it to the point to where we actually find success. Because, of course, as all of you know, in the search for success, there's usually a lot of failure. You know, you can look at any of the greats, and they will tell you that the path or the path to success is not straight. It's crooked. It's up. It's down. It's taking a bunch of steps back. It's falling on your face. It's falling on your back. It's finding out that there's all different levels of failure, and then from that failure, digging deep and really going back and evaluating what's going on in your life, what's going on in your business, what it is that you truly want to do, what your passions are, what your purpose is. That's another thing. I mean, again, very few of us actually follow our passion. You know, we might kind of look at our passion as a hobby, but very few of us actually take our passion to the next level, to where we actually do what we dream, you know. And that's really I was going to say the American dream, but that's actually the world's dream, correct? I mean, who out there isn't looking for real success? And I don't mean the success of someone else and you getting your success through that, as in living somebody else's dream and then one day realizing that, you know, you can walk away because you retired. But I mean actually living to your God-given purpose. You actually reaching forward and taking the bull by the horn, so to speak, and actually making your personal, individual dream a reality, and then being able to say that from me or from you actually living your dream, from you actually following your own passion, as the Shin Lady has done, you are then able to help other people to live, to survive, in some cases to realize their own purpose in life. How many of us, I mean, in all honesty, ladies and gentlemen, how many of us have a special purpose in us? How many of us have a dream of doing certain things, of being certain things, of providing for ourselves and our families? How many of us have that dream? Pretty much a good amount of us, but how many actually take it to that next step? How many of us actually are willing to truly put in the work, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the time, the dedication, the spirit, and have the positive attitude to carry it through? And trust me, I'm sure that every day isn't a great day. There are some days that just don't quite go together. But then being able, even in the midst of what some people would view as failure, to be able to pick yourself back up and start over again, taking those lessons learned and applying them to your business and to your life, to take it to the next level. I mean, really, how many people listening, man or woman right now, how many of you are willing to truly do the work? You know, you listen to the greats like Dale Carnegie. You look at some of the great moguls in the world, you know, like Henry Ford, some of the great inspirational speakers like Les Brown and Jim Rohn, you know, some of the great business leaders, you know, or business coaches like John Maxwell or other successful businessmen like Tony Robbins, Bill Gates. I mean, some of these people that are legends most of us have no true idea of what it is that they went through to get to their levels of success. Now, mind you, most of us will never know the whole story, and we're only usually going to get to success. You know, it was interesting. I was reading a book that was written by, It was written by Darren Harding. Darren Harding is the publisher of Success Magazine, and Darren Harding said that he wanted to do a magazine, or one particular whole magazine, where in this magazine he wanted to get some of the greats to actually talk about their failures. Why? Because most of us get stuck at our failures. You know, most people think that, you know, as Ivan Meisner would say, most people think that, you know, when they see somebody successful, you know, that person got up that morning, decided that they wanted to cut a record or decided that they wanted to start a business, you know, and once they started it, everything fell into place. And Ivan Meisner, for instance, he says, you know, everybody's looking for a one-day wonder. He said, well, basically, he's a 30-something year wonder. You know, it took him 30 years to get to the level, to the success and the notoriety and the reputation that now other people want him to share and covet. You know, there was a whole lot of years when things didn't quite work out the way that he wanted them to work out. You know, there was a whole lot of years when there was disappointment. You know, there was a whole lot of years when he wasn't quite sure if he was on the right path. But as he kept doing it and as he actually opened his eyes and his ears to listen to others around him that had a positive message and a positive belief in what he was doing, and in some cases saw parts of the dream that he didn't see, as he was going through that evolution in life, he was able to take that information and basically culminate it into what it is today. And for anybody that doesn't know who Ivan Meisner is, Ivan Meisner is the founder and chairman of the largest business networking organization in the world, which is BNI, Business Network International, with over 6,600 chapters, over 160,000 members, and generating last year, 2013, $6.5 billion. Well, this young lady that we're going to be talking to, and the young lady that is the lead of the show today, is someone that has maybe not reached the $6.5 billion or the $3.5 billion mark, but somebody that is truly still doing a phenomenal job, who is working each and every day to not only live their dream, but to also leave a legacy for her daughter, a legacy for other people of African descent or African-American descent, another person that's leaving a legacy for women around the world. And today, ladies and gentlemen, let's be honest, women are ruling. They are without question taking over in the business arena and in every other arena. They are leading not only in business, they're leading in science, all right? They're leading in economics. They're leading in everything. A lot of the financial organizations now are led by women. Matter of fact, a lot of the, Facebook, a multi-billion dollar entity, is now one of the main people running their marketing is the vice president of marketing is a woman. I can't think of her name. But again, guys, these women are not to be trifled with. They are to be respected. They are to be admired in some cases, just like anybody. And they are to be looked at as equals, without question. The old days of home, barefoot, and pregnant, and quiet are way gone. And ladies and gentlemen, they are never coming back. And I have no complaint with that. I respect all of you women out there that are doing your thing, that are running your companies, that are showing some of us guys how to do it and how to do it right, even not only international business, but even in the world of government. You know, you've got women out there that are secretaries of defense. You know, right now, who's in charge of the Fed? It's a woman. All right, little tiny little lady. But how you say, her brain is huge. Her common sense is huge, and her ability to do her job is without question. Well, ladies and gentlemen, not quite sure what's going on. I hope that our guest is okay, because as you noticed, I've been talking for a little bit of a while here, and that's because our guest has not signed on yet, and I hope that she is safe and that all is well with her and her family. Because, how you say, the show can always be rescheduled. But anyway, Myla is a super individual and a powerful individual. Let me tell you a little bit about Bliss Magazine. Bliss Magazine, as I said before, is a quarterly publication that is a resource for women and men. As a lifestyle magazine with a global reach, it provides feature stories that focus on inspiring readers to live their best life. Bliss Magazine delivers content and supports readers in their emotional, intellectual, and spiritual growth. It will inspire you, uncover parts of you that are hidden, and set free a part of you that needs to go. Because again, we're all kind of holding some things back, or some things are keeping in our way. What's that saying? We are usually our worst enemy. Well, Bliss Magazine is something that I believe explores that. And it encourages you to live a life with more authenticity, clarity, and joy. Each issue of Bliss Magazine will provide information on spiritual, mental, emotional enhancement, including stories, tools, and resources, and educational articles. The stories will help give readers a connection with those who have traveled along similar paths. Sounds familiar. Kind of sounds like the author herself, doesn't it? As they have overcome obstacles, blazed new trails, which is something we definitely need today and especially need to share with our youth, and continue to use their lives to enhance the human existence and create joy every day. The contact information for Bliss Magazine is www.purebliss.mag. So www, P as in Papa, U as in Umbrella, R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, B as in Boy, L as in Larry, I as in India, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, G as in George.com. Again, I hope that everything is fine with our guest today and that she is well and all of those that are close to her are also safe and safe travels. In the Washington, D.C. area, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes traffic is definitely one of our worst enemies, truly without question, because it can be a bear. So, Miss Kamo is again a very powerful young lady and somebody that is taking no prisoners, so to speak, doing what she has to do and doing it to the best of her ability. So, ladies and gentlemen, it appears that somehow or other we are going to have to more than likely reschedule because we didn't get our guest today. But again, today we were talking about Miss Myla Kamo and her enterprise, and she is a woman on a mission. If you would like to get more information on her, you can look her up on LinkedIn, because she has actual profile on LinkedIn. And I would say, again, she's somebody to reach out and get to know better, because this is definitely a powerful person. All right, let's throw the whole sexist or female thing out. This is a powerful entrepreneur, professional, and person that you really want to get to know. Again, she is the president and CEO of Tiger, the Tiger Lily Foundation. She is the publisher of Bliss Magazine. She is the president of Capable Words, which is a proposal writing company. And she is also the author of Fearless, Fearless, the Awakening to My Life's Purpose Through Breast Cancer. And again, that's very inspiring because cancer is one of the number one things that's taking people out today. Every day it seems like somebody else is hit with that terrible, terrible disease. But to talk a little bit about cancer really quickly before we sign off, ladies and gentlemen, we really need to be careful what we ingest and what we let around us. I'm talking about negativity. I'm talking about the foods we eat. I'm talking about the processed foods and things that we take into our body, and also the things that we no longer take into our bodies, like the proper minerals and vitamins to actually reinforce our health and to help our body do what it needs to do to give it that health and wellness, actually also exercise and all of the above. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to have to close. We only have 3 minutes. But again, I want to thank you guys for listening. And we will reschedule this show. And it will be pretty much the same title, maybe a little bit of a change to it. But again, you still got a lot of information on the young lady that we were actually featuring today. And definitely a force to be reckoned with. So with that said, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for listening. We are 40,000 strong, and again, if you weren't listening, we'd be talking to ourselves. So again, thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing the show with others, because word of mouth is what's made us spread. And again, I am truly humbled by the fact that each and every one of you continue to listen to the Zurian Show, continue to send in your comments, continue to share the shows with others, and continue to support us. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you and yours much success in your future. Take care. Be well.